when I got in, they just told me about this. They look, I tried to tell these people who was waiting for you, you understand, that I didn't have to come down to those Wayne kids to hear them preach. Well, God gave me a vision of revelation. I've been on my job. I looked at him and said, well, look here. Is that what you've been doing? Have you been going down to the YMCA to hear me or anybody else preach down there? I know they had been in attendance for years, too. See, they just thought they was way up, you know, they smart. You know. They got it all learned, you understand. And they find truth about me, too. I said, listen, Stan. I said, if you've been coming down there to hear me preach, you understand, I'm disappointed. See? Because I haven't been going down there to hear Henry C. And if you've been coming down there to hear Henry C. preach, you understand, you're going for the wrong thing in the first place. Disappointed. You understand what I'm talking about? All through the years while he was going down there now, you see, he decided now he don't want to go to school. See, he's going to justify himself. I said, look, I'm not going down there. See, I don't care if he is coming. I'm feeding him someplace. See, I just ain't going down there to answer because God can give me a revelation outcome on my job. You see? And I told him, I said, no, Stan, if you've been coming to the YMCA here, Henry C. Kenneth, preach the gospel. As a man, you've been coming in vain all along. Now, what you should have been doing was going down there to hear God speak, just like when Israel gathered around the mountain. See, they didn't gather around the mountain to hear Moses speak. They gathered around the mountain to hear God. And when God spoke, it didn't know that it wasn't Moses. He said, I am the Lord thy God that brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Isn't that right? Number, just to have more up. None of the rest of them gods down there in Egypt before me. Isn't that right? Don't put nothing before me. You understand? Don't put Moses, nobody else. I am. The Lord thy God has brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. Isn't that right? You see what I'm talking about? Now that's his introduction. That's his beginning. You see? Well, even with evil. So who he was, the earth friend. Just to show you the shape and the condition. You understand? It'd be well to get it learned, too. Every once in a while, let something soak in, even if you did hear it before. Let it soak one. Ain't that right? But then they didn't know that. Then Paul said that in the first chapter on the paper, when they knew God, they glorified him, not as God. You see, they didn't respect him as God. But they know that. That wasn't what they might have said.
Well, I'm trying my best to live a Christian life. Well, you can't make it.
only way to tell you about it, Rod, just say so you can understand. See, now, God promised to make you an overcomer. I promised to bless you if you just believe. As he says to the house, feel good, yeah. Get up! I'm going to overcome. No, you already overcome. You haven't died either. You don't overcome this time. Is that right? Then it's on the sanctified or to the purifying of the flesh. You're clean physically, so far as the physical body is concerned. You understand? But the mind or the conscience, that's the blood of bulls and goats and turtles and heifers. See, it's sanctified to the purifying of the flesh. If it is, you understand? That's all that if the blood of bulls and goats and turtles and heifers sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more? See, shall the blood of Jesus Christ be a son? See? Courage your conscience. Is that right? Are you listening? You say you're listening. From dead work. Don't you see all them things you're doing dead?
Dead work, the serve, living in God. Well, you're doing down there in the creek. You understand? That's a baptism of death. You are supposed to be resurrected.
You see, Paul? Well, we can't get people to see that, man. We can't get as much as that. Kill a pig. You all like that?
Yes.
Now we're kept by the power of God through faith, which is the real substance. You understand? And nobody, no, at no time. You see, God ain't better. Hasn't said nothing about opening up no pull-out. Sabbath day? Haven't said anything at all to you about keeping no Sabbath day. Haven't said anything. I'm talking about the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. Haven't said anything at all to them about, you know, the Passovers. Haven't said a thing about it. Haven't said anything at all to them about getting baptized. Haven't said nothing. You see what I'm talking about? And look, if you know anything about the first law, that's the reason why I drew these charts. So we could just look right at them and see. And take your Bible. See? There never has been nobody able to refute it. You understand? Now look, if you're not the devil out here telling me, you got to be baptized. You're a Gentile. Mm-hmm. You understand? Where you find that at in the book? Huh? I mean, in what? See, it's not even in the harmony. It ain't nothing about it being in the Bible. You understand? I mean, it's God said so. You understand? Yes, I know the brethren made a whole lot of mistakes. More of them than anything else. Ain't that right? You just draw one great, just one great big question mark, and you got that covered, because everybody was mistaken and wrong. Ain't that right? That's what Jesus said so. Said when the Holy Ghost has come, then he'll teach you. You see? Well, if you already knew what, if they already knew what it was all about, well, what it wouldn't be anything the Holy Ghost did. Is that right? And he said, bring to your remembrance everything I said back to you. Ain't that right? When Peter commanded Cornelius them to be baptized, they were Gentiles. The Holy Ghost said to them, now you remember? Ain't that right? And Peter said he remembered the words of the law. He said, John should be baptized with water. Remember that? But you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Not many days later. Is that right? See, you can't think what's in this Bible, man. The people are just pushing it all up. You see what I'm talking about? And listen, Roger. See? Somebody said, well, that's you. No, the Jews ain't got no business being baptized now. Right. Even then, they deny Christ. See, the priest who wants to say so. No business at all in the water. And the Holy Ghost didn't say he's going to get in the water either. See? It has been disputing Jesus Christ. Want me to explain what I'm talking about? You want me to go ahead and explain that? Now, many of the chief priests and Pharisees went to John the Baptist. They rejected the counsel of God. They refused to be baptized. You got that? They rejected it. They wouldn't be. Now John, when he was baptized, before Jesus died, in the water, it's the baptism of repentance. And they have to confess that they broke the law or they're dead, just like Adam. You see? You understand? When Adam broke the law, a barrel. The Jew, he broke the law, a barrel. Is that right? You see what I'm talking about? Now you see, when Moses brought the children, this Bible, they were making sense that the children of Israel, he didn't say brought any of the Gentiles out. You see what I'm talking about? And all, not some of them, no man, no sir, but all of them Jews were baptized in the Red Sea in his life. Is that right? Women, men, children, everybody. Mm-hmm. All of them in that Red Sea, they were all. So they were booked. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Now look. Now here comes Long John. Now John has to come because this is so back here. All right. And Jesus said, now it behooves us to fulfill all this back here. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, if none was baptized, none of the Jews were baptized in the clouds in the sea, then you don't have to ask nobody nothing. See, then you know John can't baptize nobody with the Jews. You see? Well, the Gentiles, which is the Egyptians, they were pursuing. They go right up in the Red Sea. Is that right? Mm-hmm. What happened? Mm-hmm. They got down, they got all. The same thing that was how they came on. It's destruction to the earth. Is that right? You understand now? Now look. Look. Now it belongs to you. God is that God. Now they reject it. Remember, that's what I told you.
baptized every day to the gospel of God. And if it's you to be baptized, okay. Okay? But look, he was just as dead as any man was just as dead as them that was baptized. And this body is the grave in which he is buried. All of it. You understand? Now what? Now here's Jesus. And it's always somebody talking about what Jesus said. Even if they don't know what he's talking about, it's always somebody talking about Jesus said. Ain't that right? Just like we read you that in Matthew 26:26, Jesus said. You understand? Now if you want to find out when and where and what the occasion was, that's something different. You understand? He didn't say nothing about nobody Gentiles black days. He know something. There wasn't none of them present there. Is that right? Was he? John, he said Moses, there wasn't none of them. You understand? And neither did John baptize any of them. Is that right? Well, why are you getting the Gentiles eating the Lord's Supper? Why are you getting the Gentiles being baptized? Where are you getting the stuff at? It's not in the world. Do you see what I mean? Now, Jesus said, I'm back on that again. 15th chapter of St. John. Said, I'm the true vine. I am the true vine. What's the true vine? Don't you remember? Don't you say that a branch will come out of David? You understand what I'm talking about? You see? Said, I'm the true vine. My father is a husbandman. Now you keep your eyes. Say, Roger, this is under dispensation of law when he just said that. Said, I'm the true vine. My father is a husbandman. See? And while you're reading that over there in the 31st chapter, said, my God said he was a good husband. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the Lord. Said, my father is a husband man. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Said, every branch. Listen, Wallace. I didn't say roots. Mm-hmm. I said branch. Don't you know the difference between branches and roots? John said. You see, John said. The axe is laid at the root, not the branch. There's room, there's a tree. Listen, and every tree that my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Keep looking at it. See what he came about it? He said, twice dead. Dead under the dispensation of the law. Dead under, twice dead. Pulled up by the roots. God pulled him up. You understand? By the roots. You understand? Said, now I am the true vine. Is that right? My father is husbandman. Now you are. Now every branch that don't bear fruit. Is that right? Then my father takes it away. Is that right? Now Adam, I put you out there in the garden. And all them dead branches that don't understand, you keep them in love. That's your father. You get the point? Well, all of us, I'm sorry. But he didn't ever get around to that. Because he messed up before he got there, ain't that right? Before there was any dead branches. He got run out of the garden himself, ain't that right? You get the point that I am the true vine. My father is a husbandman. Is that right? Every branch is bad fruit. Now you keep your eyes on it. See, some of these things that Jesus has said, at least some of them ought to be right. Is that right? Every branch is a branch. You see, and every branch that don't, then his father took it away. Because who is his father? God is spirit, isn't that right? What are you talking about, man? I'm talking about these people back here that reject John's water baptism. And I'm saying they don't have no business in the water. No. See, you're preaching that on dead pink. I can't put them in no water. You see? Because Christ is planted. He's raised from the dead. Now are you listening? Yes. And all them branches is broken off. You see, they didn't bear fruit, but didn't get the Holy Ghost. But that fruit is broken off. Mm-hmm. Okay. You see? Is that right? Mm-hmm. You say that's right. See, Peter said, they said to Peter on the day of Pentecost there. They were pricked in their hearts and Peter told them that they had crucified the Lord of heaven, isn't that right? And he said, what shall we do? He said, repent every one of you and be baptized. See, John was baptized and repent. Repent every one of you and be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins, isn't that right? And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Is that what he told them? Now remember, he's broken off among the branches. So don't you start down there planting down around the roots.
You break them off out of the branches, then that's like Paul said to the Hebrews. You see, therefore, leaving the principles of doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Not laying again the foundation. So is that right? Before it's been some dead works. You understand? You understand? And the doctrines of baptism. Good.
Any kind. I don't care how you do it. Throw it on him over his head. Stand him on the head. I don't care what you say and how you do it. Just leave him over there. All them moves and that. Is that right?
That dead work.
Is that right? That's what he tells. And look who he's writing to. He's telling the Hebrews that, isn't it? Is that right? You see? Well, the doctrines of baptism and laying on of hands. Is that right? And the resurrection. Right? You're dead, brother. Yes, we see. Raised from the dead. Not buried out there in those two things. You understand what I'm talking about? And if he didn't raise from the dead, Paul said, then I say the same. He said, yes, he's in. You see, and he couldn't fulfill them on him and then triumph or be victorious unless he raised from the dead. So we're preaching a resurrected Christ. Preaching is victorious, isn't that right? We're speaking and we're crucified with him. Dead with him. Is that right? You understand? Yes, indeed. Especially the nail out 7 o'clock. We're not looking for no physical body. We already got one. We're looking for any more power. Is that right? Now let me go on and explain what I'm talking about. 11th chapter of Romans, Dr. Harris. Now I'll just show you. Now, Paul said that if them same Jews that are thrown off up here in the branches, now listen, Doc, don't follow him. No, please don't do that. See, Jesus said the branches. Is that right? See? So now don't you start planting, you just stay in the branches. Plants mean branch. Roots mean the root. Plants mean plant. Grass means grass. How that? You get the point? All right. Them that rejected the count of God. Read.
And if some of the branches be broken off.
And if some of the branches be broken off.
And thou being a wild olive.
See, now Jesus said, they warn the potter to break it off. Is that right?
Right.
Now Jesus is under the dispensation of the law. And Paul said, and if some of the branches be broken off. Now look, see, if I would bring you right down to the same thing today. Now listen close, see what you get. Now, you see we're down to the end right now. Of this thing. Well, it's supposed to be repeated. You understand?
Right.
Now, so when some of the branches be broken up, still only an arrangement come from the dispensation of the law to the dispensation of grace, so the branches are broken out. You see? Now, here we are down to the end of this one, you understand? And now we're trying to get over into immortality. You understand? And a lot of them are being broken off. You understand? Many fall away. See? Get the point? You get the point? That's just a ring. That's what you've been saying. You're saying you're done with it. Nothing else for the rest of Jesus. He said that was the day of the Lord. So just be. Is that right?
That's right.
And that's the way it was when he was crucified. That was the end of the world. And you're like the past.
Right.
And now we're going down to the end of this age.
Right.
Ain't that right? And the same thing has happened. And all this trashy stuff that you got. You understand? Call yourself preaching the gospel. That's you out there eating up all these natural things. You understand what I'm talking about? Instead of spiritual things. Nothing else but the spiritual devil. You understand? Going forth to the kingdom of earth. Working miracles. You understand? It is a sorcery. Sure and worse. And that's what I'm talking about. These things. And that's the repeat. Picking the words that Jesus said. Ain't that right? Repeating them in Latin. Thank you. Focus. Somebody back there in Ohio says on the tape that abracadabra. See? Well, now what they're saying? They're using in Latin the same words that Jesus said when he said, this is my body. And this ain't by saying that, that's the thing. They know better, that's social.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, now it's not that. Because the flesh product is nothing. The words that I speak of, they're still in their life. You see? If you wouldn't find him in that way.
Uh-huh.
See, without a parable, he didn't have a see. Is that right?
But he always took the natural to show you the spiritual.
That's what he told him, Nicodemus.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that right? Mm-hmm. You see? Yeah, if you don't know, just look at the natural. Man is made in the likeness of the man of God. He's a natural man made in the likeness of the man. You call him really.
Mm-hmm.
You see the point? You want to know how God is? Look at the man. Because
mm-hmm.
He's made in the likeness. The attributes and all what's there, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, well, arthritis in here. I'm scared. I've got to get some liniment and stuff. No. There ain't no arthritis between love and justice. You understand? And meekness. See, they ain't nothing in there, no skipping in there. They joined together perfectly. And then what the issue was talking about, you don't need no question around. They got the best.
Why, you just free, just there.
Yeah, is that right? Don't hurt at all. Is that right? No fiction at all.
They go, mission, just
come there. You put together, so, like those attributes, you make up the song. You do what I mean?
Oh, it's wonderful with you, I said, ain't that right?
Ain't that right? To let them know that he can heal their soul. Eternal life is far better, far greater. And if he says greater things than these shall you do, because I go on to the Father. Ain't that right? Why is far greater
of healing somebody's inner man than it is his own corruptible body?
Ain't that right? Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, but he died in him. And Elijah raised the widow's son, ain't that right? He died all over again.
But it's a great thing to raise somebody from the dead. Showing up inside, ain't that right? But that's why Jesus did that.
Everybody's got to put on an incorporeal. Or a spiritual body. You understand what I'm talking about?
Everybody's got to take this mortal off.
I don't care how good you are. You understand? And this, I don't care how bad you are either. There's got to be a change made in this. You see what I'm talking about? Yeah, there's going to be a change. You don't need to worry about it. It'll happen anyhow. Ain't that right? Somebody said, well, I hope, I trust it will happen. It'll happen.
Yeah.
Ain't that right? Somebody said, well, when the Lord calls out, I'll be there. Don't worry about it. You'll be there. Because Paul said, Christ said, as long as I live, as the Lord that he ever needs shall abide. And every tongue shall confess. Ain't that right? He told the children of Israel, most of you tell the children of Israel, then I, you better walk around the mountain. Give you 3 days to do that. Wash the clothes and get up around the mountain. Ain't that right? He said, Jesus. No, it's still that be there. Ain't that right? You see somebody, well, I ain't got some washing done yet. You'll be there.
You understand what I'm talking about? But how to do it, too.
You understand what I'm talking about? Get straightened out there, see? You see what I mean? Come up here. And then God, he spoke to the mouth. You understand?
Right.
It was there, too. No excuses. No alibi. As Jesus showing that, they told him to go out the highway and head to the
Oh, God's not going to accept any excuses for your absenteeism, and we're all going to be present, ain't that right? God's going to make it his business to see to it that we are. Have I helped you any?
Yes.
Now, let me tell you
what I like about something. Now, you see, all of these, as I said, the Jews that were, now listen, let me finish it up. I'm going to try and finish it up real quick, too. But I do want it explained. All right, now.
And if some of the branches be broken
now,
off.
Now, Jesus said, I'm the true vine under the law. And the other one, the Spirit broke off. They didn't receive the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Is that right?
Right.
When the Holy Spirit was poured out. They were broken off. Isn't that right? What some of the branches be broken off. Isn't that right? All right, read on.
And thou being a wild olive tree.
And you being a wild olive tree.
But grafted in among them.
Now, you see what it is, an olive tree.
See, you being a wild owl, too. Drafted in among men and with them for...
Oh, wait a minute, Doc. Why don't you read what you got in the book? Wild out of the tree.
Says the party, he's just drafted. He didn't say clam. He didn't say rook. Grass. Gentile. Grass. Somebody said, well, I don't believe four pieces of dinner in the water. God grass in a man. See?
Yeah, grass. Not planted. Grass. Gentiles. Now, well, some of them being broken off. You being wild out of them Gentiles. They're grafted in. Is that right? Gentiles. All right. Now, I'm talking about them that just refused John's baptism. I'm talking about the Jews there. All right.
Read. And with them partakers of the root.
And with them partakers of the root.
And fatness of the olive tree.
And fatness of the olive tree.
Vote not against the
branch. Now, don't vote against the natural one. Now you're a wild one. Now you're grafted in among an apple. You understand? Now don't do no voting against them. See, you understand? Don't do that. You see? Because they were broken off and you grafted in. Not among the roots. Not the plants. No. The plants over. You see? We don't need no plants. We need a giving up. You see what I'm talking about? We need a resurrection. Well, already dead and buried. You understand what I'm talking about? Well, we need the resurrection. All right, read on now.
But if thou boast.
Thou
bearest
not. Now, Gentile, now, if you boast, thou bearest not.
The root.
You don't bear the root.
Mm-hmm. But the root thee.
But the root bears you. Christ bears you. You see? All right, read on.
Thou wilt say then.
Now, then, here you come up. You see, then thou wilt say then.
Well, it is broken off so I can be grafted in.
Just not the flow
anyhow. Is that right?
Surely not to boast against the natural president. Ain't that right? Like the devil doing over yonder in the
valley.
You get the point? All right,
we do. Well, because of unbelief.
They were broken off because of unbelief. Is that right?
That's right.
I mean the Jews. Then they wasn't baptized out there. The John baptism, they were broken off because of unbelief.
Am I making it clear?
Yeah. All right, read. And thou standest by faith.
And you always did. You stood by faith. From the even the promises made to Abraham. Made by faith, believing in the Lord. God promised to bless you to receive. You understand? You see what preaching is offering now?
All right, read on that.
Be not high-minded.
Don't be high-minded. Don't make on the head in the fence.
I'm
taking
speech break. We're not out of here, Paul. If we go this now, we're going to face this thing now. We're going to get scared.
You guys, you got to come on back in here. You understand?
You do. We're going to set up a secretary for you so you can be needed.
Go ahead and vote. That's what you got out here. You have to have it. Because, you see, then if you didn't, the scripture couldn't be fulfilled. You understand? All right, read on.
But fear.
But you fear. Listen, read.
For if God spared not the natural.
Because if God spared not the natural. You remember we had Jimmy to read that while ago? See, you understand? God spared not the angels. God didn't spare the natural branches. Take heed. Watch out, you Gentiles. If he don't spare you. You understand? Read.
Behold, therefore, the goodness
of the Lord. Look at the goodness. And look at the severe.
Ain't that right?
Of God.
Read that.
On them which fell. Severely.
On them which fell. Severely.
But toward thee, goodness.
But toward you, goodness. All right, read on.
Now continue in his goodness.
Now, that's if. Huh?
That's right.
If you continue in his goodness. Don't you go on in delusion. Start to doing that stuff. Right. If you continue in his goodness, stay in there like God puts you in. Don't go back to you get that around them kind of things. You continue in his goodness. You understand what I'm talking about? As you receive the Lord Jesus, walk in.
All right.
All right. You see, don't do no backtracking. You understand?
All right,
read them.
Otherwise, if you don't do it. Is that right?
That's right. Thou also shall be cut off.
See, you also shall be cut off. Now, you see that? The Gentiles will be cut off if they don't. Is that right? All I got.
And they also.
Also.
If they abide not still in unbelief.
If they abide not still in unbelief. Now, the cardinal point I want you to see is this. I'm talking about them Jews that didn't reject it at baptism. I'm saying they don't have no business in the water either. You see, I'm going to make them read. You understand what I'm talking about?
If they, you know, good
rest,
you don't have no business.
This is a mystery. You understand? Read on,
Doc. Shall be grafted in.
Huh?
They will
get
the
spirit.
If they
buy
not to an unbelief,
now, wait a minute.
Now,
them
that reject the John's that were broken off, you are grafted in.
Okay?
If they buy not still in unbelief, are you listening? They didn't get
grafted. No. Not that then what?
Be grafted in. Don't you see he ain't got no business there dabbling around down there in the water? Be grafted back there. He was broken off among the branches. You understand? Jim got grafted in among the branches. You understand? He was broken off among the branches. And if he abide not still in unbelief, then he'd be grafted back in among the branches. Not the earth.
Something about God and the mystery of God and the mystery of iniquity and all them devils, and you can tell every last one of them. It gets up here with a carnal mind and carnal organs and get dabbling around in the natural thing. You see, and living under the dispensation of all. But in this dispensation, we believe that Christ has did everything. Fulfilled everything. God, he said, right? He was a redeemer, and we believe that he just took us. God made him to be sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in us. And God just took the victim. Put them spikes and all on him. Ain't that right? That we might be. And it's by faith that God has done it. If you believe that he's the God done it, then it's by faith. You understand? Not by the word, but by faith. You understand? And that faith is really a work. Ain't that right? But Jesus said, this is a work that you believe on him that sent me. Ain't that right? Not the works of the law. Now, do you see what the difference is? Now, look out over Christian dudes and see how much they understand the mystery of God. Then you see that they don't. You understand? You see now? Let us have the announcement, please. Wasn't that quick?